Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. We're going to the second part of our lesson, The Tale of Tolkien. And of course, we already learned a little bit about the history of Tolkien, his background, how his parents died at an early age, or when he was very young, and also how he fell in love with somebody and married Edith Bratt, who he fell in love with. And we're going to continue learning about his life today and a little bit about his art or what he did, what he wrote, how he studied. Now, I wonder about your experiences. I know many of you also like art or poems or writing songs or things like that. How do your experiences shape your art? Carolyn?
That is a great question, Gabe. And actually, I do like to write poems. And a lot of my poems have to do with nature and beautiful things outside, and I think that's because of my experiences growing up, enjoying spending time outdoors, on the farm, going hiking. I think that they have a big influence on what I write.
Interesting. Well, I also like to write poems. I think the best poem that I wrote was when I was in Romania, a completely different culture. I think I was just really excited about being in that place. But sometimes something sad could influence your art. And I think that's what happened in Tolkien's life. Let's continue learning about his tale today.
The Tale of Tolkien. But soon, Tolkien faced his darkest trial, fighting in World War I. Life as a soldier was difficult, painful, and dangerous. Tolkien became sick and had to return to England. Others were not so lucky. By 1918, all but one of my close friends were dead, Tolkien later wrote. Back in England, Tolkien became a scholar. He taught literature classes at Oxford University, did research, and wrote several influential papers. He continued to love languages, studying Greek, Anglo-Saxon, Finnish, and more.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. We're back for day two of our article on writer J.R.R. Tolkien today. But before we begin, let's take a look at our key words. Scholar. Scholar is a noun. A scholar from Italy visited our school to teach us about her country's history. Influential. Influential is an adjective. Diane's new book about business has become very influential. Fantasy. Fantasy is a noun. Don is reading a fantasy novel about a boy who has a pet dragon. Publish. Publish is a verb. Many good books on that subject were published last year. Your more information words are Anglo-Saxon. Anglo-Saxon is a noun. Setting. Setting is a noun. Publisher. Publisher is a noun. Sounds like we'll learn some great and interesting information. Let's get ready to start the article.
Yes, he knew many languages. Let's go back to the beginning of our lesson here today. We're talking about love, war, and studies. Okay, so that part of Tolkien's background. We read here, but soon Tolkien faced his darkest trial, fighting in World War I. I think if you have fought in a war somewhere, anywhere, or even if you've just fought, it can be a dark time in your life.
I would agree with that, Gabe. It is very difficult, and we find that in the next sentence, how this shaped his life. Life as a soldier was difficult, painful, and dangerous. So this would be a very trying time in Tolkien's life, and we learn Tolkien became sick and had to return to England. So his war experience was not very good at all, and World War I was a very scary time.
It's true, and Tolkien became sick here. We read in the previous sentence that life as a soldier was painful. Now, I think that painful is not just talking about if he was sick or if he was injured. We read here in the next sentence that others were not so lucky. Okay, so he lost some friends. I think that is a very painful experience for anybody. We read here, by 1918, all but one of my close friends were dead, Tolkien later wrote. So this is something that Tolkien told people, that most of his friends were dead by 1918.
That is a lot of tragedy in his young life. And it is a very painful experience to lose someone close to you, especially friends, family. That would be very painful. And it's a little interesting. We read that Tolkien became sick and had to return to England. Some people might think that that is kind of sad, that he wasn't able to continue fighting for his country, that he had to go back because he was ill. But we learn that others were not so lucky, so actually, him getting sick was a good thing.
That's right. Well, it took him out of the war. I think that I would consider that lucky as well, if some sickness took me away from war. Well, it's time for us to continue learning with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud.
So, Ken, have you finished all the books I lent you?
All but one. I'm still in the middle of The Spy Catcher.
Okay, friends, did you catch that exchange? So then, let me ask, did Ken finish one book, or does he have one book to finish?
And the answer is the latter. The phrase all but one means all except one. Steve lent me 5 books in total. I've read 4 so far. I finished all but one book.
You can replace the word but with the word except. All except one. Now the phrase all but can have another meaning, almost or very nearly.
Right. Here's an example. In some places, bus service has all but disappeared. And that means bus service has almost disappeared. You might see just 1 or 2 buses a day in those places.
Or we might talk about a dying language that's all but forgotten. Hardly anyone speaks it anymore.
What a shame. 来看一个实用的片语, all but可以指除了某个之外所有的都怎么样。 那这个用法呢, but就等于except. I finished all but one book. 除了一本书之外,其他所有的我都读完了。今天课文中讲到第一次世界大战结束后, Tolkien说, all but one of my close friends were dead. 我的好朋友们只剩下一个,其他都身亡了。All but还有另外一个用法,表示几乎。一个正在消失的语言,我们可以说, the language is all but forgotten, 几乎被遗忘了。一个末路穷途的人,我们可以说, he is all but bankrupt, 他几乎破产了。这就是今天的Info Cloud,我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys. Now, continuing to learn about Tolkien's life after the war, we read, back in England, Tolkien became a scholar. And that's a word from our word bank, the word scholar. Someone who is a scholar is someone who studies a certain subject, they know a lot about it, and they can probably teach other people about that subject as well.
That's right, and of course we learned here in today's lesson that Tolkien was a scholar, that he learned about literature, and of course he taught literature, and he learned many different languages as well. So he learned these specific subjects. You could also use kind of an adjective here. He was a scholarly person. S-C-H-O-L-A-R-L-Y. Or maybe you have read some scholarly literature. There are different things. That's an adjective you can use to describe what a scholar does or things that are written by scholars.
So if you want to continue to study English, perhaps you can become an English literature scholar. You study that subject very deeply. Well, continuing learning, he taught literature classes at Oxford University, did research, and wrote several influential papers. So he became a scholar, and he did teach classes. He taught literature at a very famous university.
That's right, Oxford University, probably one of the most famous universities around the world. Okay, we see another word from our word bank here. It is influential, because he wrote some influential papers, some influential things. What does it mean to be influential? That means you are influencing other people through what you do.
That's right. So you have a big impact or a big effect on other people, maybe what they do or the way they think. And he wrote papers that kind of changed the way that people thought about different things.
Well, who else is influential in your life? A thing can be influential, like his papers or his books. But what else? Who can be influential? Think about someone who is influential in your life. Someone who maybe changed the way you think about something. Well, Tolkien here, he continued to love languages, study Greek, Anglo-Saxon, Finnish, and more. I know that Finnish is one of today's most difficult languages to learn, but Anglo-Saxon, what is Anglo-Saxon? Well, another word is Old English. English that people used a long time ago, centuries ago.
That's right, and he was also studying Greek, so he continued to learn many, many different languages. Well, it's time for us to continue learning with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 今天的第一个重点我们看 scholar 这个名词。Scholar 是指学者。例如 ,many scholars participated in this conference. 许多学者都参加了这次的会议。或者是 ,Dr. Williams is a well-respected scholar who specializes in Mayan culture. Williams 博士是专精玛雅文化一位深受敬重的学者。这个字的字尾如果再加上 SHIP, scholarship 就变成奖学金。例如 ,Wesley got a scholarship to Princeton. Wesley 得到了普林斯顿大学的奖学金。继续我们看的是 influential 这个形容词，注意它的重音是在 en 这个音节，念成 influential。influential 是指具有影响力的或者是有权势的。例如 ,Eric is an influential biochemist. Eric 是一位举足轻重的生物科技学家。他的动词是 influence, I-N-F-L-U-E-N-C-E, 意思是影响。注意这时候重音在第一个音节，念成 influence。例如 ,Brenda is always influenced by other people's comments. Brenda 常常会被别人的言论所影响。
Today we are continuing to learn more about J.R.R. Tolkien and his life. We've talked about some of his war experiences when he fought in World War I, and that by 1918 all but one of his friends had died because of the war. There was a lot of tragedy in his life, but he became a scholar and taught literature classes at Oxford University and continued to study languages. We're going to learn more about what he studied in the next part of our reading today.
The Tale of Tolkien. But Tolkien didn't just study languages. He invented his own. They added to the rich setting of the fantasy stories he had been writing for years. The Hobbit. One day, while grading tests, Tolkien found a blank page. He wrote the sentence, "In a hole in the ground, there lived a hobbit." This began his children's story, The Hobbit. When it was finished, a friend gave it to publisher Stanley Unwin. Unwin's 10-year-old son, Rainer, loved the book, so Unwin published it in 1937.
Very interesting. So that's kind of how The Hobbit came about. But let's go back to talk about what other things Tolkien was studying. We read here that, but Tolkien didn't just study languages, he invented his own. We would actually probably say he didn't just study languages, he invented his own. You would emphasize that word study. Okay, so he invented many of his own languages for his books especially.
That's right. We continue reading that they added to the rich setting of the fantasy stories he had been writing for years. So he studied all of these languages in school, and then he went on to create or invent his own languages that he put into his stories. And what kind of stories were these? Fantasy stories. From our word bank, the word fantasy. What is a fantasy, Gabe?
Well, if you're talking about a story, a fantasy is a kind of fiction that involves or includes something supernatural, or things that just don't happen in everyday life. Actually, things that are nearly impossible. So, of course, The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings are examples of fantasy stories. But I can think of some other popular fantasy stories that are movies now, like Harry Potter. What about Percy Jackson, or maybe the Twilight series, The Hunger Games? These are all different fantasy stories.
They are fantasy stories because they are not based on real events, and the things that happen in them are very different from what happens in real life. So we can call them fantasy stories. Well, certainly, The Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit are both in that category of fantasy. And the next thing on our article today, the next title we have is The Hobbit. So let's learn about that story. Gabe, what happened with The Hobbit?
Well, we were talking about how J.R.R. Tolkien started writing The Hobbit here. One day, while grading tests, Tolkien found a blank page. Actually, it wasn't just any old day. It was in the middle of the summer, and he had to grade a lot of tests. He got kind of bored with it, and so he turned one of these pages over, and he started writing something. And what did he write here, Carolyn?
Well, he wrote the sentence, "In a hole in the ground, there lived a hobbit." And if you're familiar with the story of The Hobbit, this is a very familiar line to you. This began his children's story, The Hobbit. So, if you've read The Hobbit, you might recognize this sentence.
All right, well, this is considered a children's story, according to our author here today. But of course, people of all ages enjoy reading The Hobbit. We continue here. When it was finished, a friend gave it to publisher Stanley Unwin. All right, so a friend of Tolkien, he knew the publisher, Stanley Unwin. And a publisher is someone who publishes books or helps to publish books. You might also talk about a publishing company.
That's right. So they will produce or print the books for the author or the person who wrote it. Now, he gave it to his friend who was a publisher, but that doesn't mean that the book would be printed. Stanley Unwin, we learn a little bit about him. Unwin's 10-year-old son, Rainer, loved the book. So Unwin published it in 1937.
That's right. Well, let's take a look at that word from our word bank. It's the verb to publish something. Of course, we're talking about Stanley Unwin. He was a publisher. And when you publish something, that means you put it in print so that the public can see it. You publish it for the public.
That's right. So, is there something that you would like to have published? Are you writing anything, a story, a poem, maybe even a song that you would like to have published? You want other people to be able to read it and enjoy it.
That's right. That's a great question. Is there anything that you hope to have published one day? Now, Carolyn also mentioned songs. Well, we talk about publishing companies for books. But if you have a song and you want to record it and maybe let the public hear it, you would take it to a record company or a record label, a recording company. Okay, so it's a little bit different from a publishing company, but it's the same idea. Taking your idea to the public.
That's right. And so it was because Rainer, the publisher's son, loved the book. He enjoyed reading The Hobbit so much that the book became published in 1937. Well, right now it is time for us to enjoy a great review skit, and then we'll spend some time with Michelle in the language lab and learn something with her.
Hello, Professor. You look busy today.
Yes, I am quite busy. Teaching literature, doing research, and writing papers requires a lot of time.
Yes, and I've heard you study languages, too.
Yes, I love languages. I not only study them, I even invented one.
What? You invented your own language?
Yes. Languages add to the settings of my fantasy stories.
Oh, Professor, you are amazing.
And busy.
So, what are you working on now?
Right now, I'm grading tests.
Oh, that's not very exciting.
Actually, it is. Look at this.
It looks like a blank piece of paper.
Yes, but it won't be blank for long. I'm going to write a sentence on it.
What sentence?
Here it is. Read it for yourself.
In a hole in the ground, there lived a hobbit.
So, what do you think?
Professor, I think you misspelled rabbit. It's R-A-B-B-I-T.
No. It's not a rabbit. It's a hobbit.
I don't understand. What's a hobbit?
You'll have to read my new book to find out.
Well, where is your new book?
You're holding it.
Huh? This? Hmm? One sentence?
Yes, of course. I still have more to write, though.
How 接下来我们看的是 fantasy 这个名词。Fantasy 是指幻想或幻想的产物。例如 ,the little girl lives in a fantasy world. 这个小女孩喜欢活在幻想的世界。或者是 the book is full of fantasies and exotic stories. 这本书充满了幻想跟异国的故事。它的动词是 fantasize, F-A-N-T-A-S-I-Z-E. 例如 Dave fantasized about becoming the world's greatest baseball batter. Dave 曾经幻想过自己是全世界最伟大的打击手。最后我们看的是 publish 这个动词。P-U-B-L 这个字根有大众的意思。所以 publish 是指出版、发行、发表或者是宣布。例如 The writer's first poetry was published in 1983. 这位作者的第一本诗集是在1983年发行的。如果这个字加上字尾的 ER, publisher 就是指出版商。例如 Random House is a famous international publisher. 兰登书屋是一家著名的国际出版商。And now let's get back to our lesson.
Well, as we continue learning about the background of J.R.R. Tolkien, we found out how he began this story called The Hobbit. Of course, he was grading tests one day, and he found a blank page and wrote this sentence, "In a hole in the ground, there lived a hobbit." And he didn't just stop there. He continued to write and write and develop this wonderful fantasy story. I wonder about you. Did you ever start something? You were inspired to do something. You had a great idea, but maybe you didn't finish it like Tolkien did. Carolyn, did this ever happen to you?
Well, you know, I really like to listen to music and just sing. And sometimes I'll come up with my own songs, but then I don't write them down and I don't remember them.
Oh, Carolyn, you know, I'm kind of the same way. I think of songs as well sometimes, and I still have the melodies and the lyrics in my head. I just need to do something with them. And I want to encourage you as well to do something with your great ideas. Don't just let them sit there on a blank piece of paper. Well, thank you for joining us today, and we will see you next time right here at Studio Classroom.
See you then!